We, as a society, are distracted constantly. TikTok and Instagram, nonstop breaking news banners, one controversy after another. The bass player and singer known as Thundercat has been doing a lot of deep thinking about that. Midday, still weird, I'm probably overthinking. Yes, I saw you called, I'm still not calling back, because I'm overwhelmed. Thundercat's new album is called Distracted. I talked to him about that and what he calls our dystopian present.
When the fantasy starts to feel like reality versus the reality feeling like fantasy, good God, like it feels like somewhere between the set of the movie They Live and like a really bad drug trip.
Yeah, we're distracted by everything.
Everything.
The deeper question for me is, what are we distracted from?
Ooh, that's a sinking feeling when you ask that question. Everything from goals to, like, making the right decisions. Being able to have peace of mind. The pressure's coming on. Remember just to breathe. It's not the end that you're supposed to see. You've heard the term attention economy, that we live in an attention economy? Oh, my God. I know, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
So what I think, hearing your album and seeing the title, it's a distraction economy.
Yeah, it feels like the nasty patty from SpongeBob. You know, it's like you bite into it and then it's just gray. It's like everything feels like gray area.
So on this album, you collaborated with Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Mac Miller, rapper, died in 2018. He was your close friend. We hear him in this song, She Knows Too Much.
Yeah. She way out of my league, can't buy her love. She reads, she know way too much. Girl, don't know me, don't know enough. If you don't know me, you don't know enough.
First off, it's so great to hear his voice.
Yeah.
It just makes me a little sad, but it makes me a little happy, if that makes any sense, to hear his voice again like that.
Yeah.
What was your friendship like with him? I mean, you two were tight.
That was my dude, man. Yeah, no, it was one of my closest friends. It was a very hard thing to process. When I see him in my mind, I think I see some of the funnest and greatest moments in my life. You know, it's like, again, everybody saw the moment on the tiny desk where it was like we were always like that, though.
Yeah, that tiny desk you mentioned, I'll never forget it. Yeah, and that was back in August of 2018. Mac Miller died a month after that. But on the first song, you were on Shaker. And then,
yeah.
And then people, I mean, I guess the guys in the band were kind of listening to you kind of, you know, do your own thing on the Shaker. And Mac noticed it. I mean, I don't know how he could not have noticed it, but he did. And then he goes.
That's Thundercat on the Shaker. Right. Beautiful job, bro. It's beautiful.
And it's a real sweet moment, too, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was really, you would be fully who you were in these moments. So it was kind of like, you know, you hand me the Shaker. I'm going to be the best damn Shaker player. That was us.
It's like what Chris Rock says about tambourine, being on tambourine.
You better shake this. You better tambourine.
Because no one likes a mad tambourine player.
Exactly. That was like, you know, the stupidity, the level of like, what's wrong with you? Like, we were always like that. So it was just kind of like, I don't know. When I look back at who he was to me, he was terrific.
Looking at other songs on the album, the song that I liked the most was the one you did with Tame Impala, No More Lies. Let's hear No More Lies.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, girl.
So this song, it kind of sounds like you're letting go of a relationship, but then leaving the door open. like you're apologizing, but not really.
I mean,
I've been married a long time.
Still find yourself lying sometimes?
Because I love her.
Lie to
and it's not like, it's not about
protect
like,
her.
It just makes it easier to get through the day with just that little quick lie.
Apparently it looks like I like problems. Now, it's more about how you show up. Learning to try to show up better. I think at one point, an ex said to me, the truth without compassion is just cruelty. it's kind of haunted me throughout the years, you know, in a sense of like, the truth is nuanced. Your truth is not necessarily the next person's truth. I mean, the song for me clearly represents a bit of confusion about what it is.
I like what you said, though. The truth without compassion is cruelty.
Yeah.
Because I always think about the other truth saying that everyone likes to throw out. The truth will set you free.
Yeah.
The truth may set you free, but it sets you free basically naked, right? Because
yeah.
you know, you're stripped down
and
completely.
People don't always want to see you naked. You know, you're not always in shape when those clothes come off. So, you know, you'd be naked, but then it's...
Every flaw, right?
Somebody may throw up.
Yeah. So one of the things that I got out of this album, maybe the biggest thing that I got out of this album, Distracted, is that I got to cut myself some slack when I do get distracted. That it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world to not have a purpose and goal every second
of
the day.
To be aware is just as important. You know, that feeling of that weird sinking feeling after having stared at your phone, knowing that it's similar to a drug, it's like it should be treated as such too. Yeah, you should go outside and... get some air after looking at your phone. You know, it's like, try to have fun on the internet because it's kind of trash. realizing that it's military technology that became a big shopping center that also became a giant public access channel. Now, it's like, it's a bit of an ongoing gag. It's just a constant sea of nasty patty.
That is Thundercat. His new album is called Distracted. Thanks for coming down.
My man.